And Coach, this game really looked a lot different right away as you guys established an inside game. And early in that first half, there was much more continuity with the offense.
We did get the ball inside early, and really delighted with that. And I thought that both Will and Peyton, in particular, starting early inside, very, very helpful for us. And I thought we had some toughness today. Coming back from a loss yesterday in which we were really knocked to the mat, and to come back and within 24 hours go through post-game, then to go through pre-game, to see two sets of clips, to have a walkthrough in a hotel this morning at 8 o'clock, and then to come out here with the energy that we had, very, very encouraged.
Now, in that first half, Coach, Missouri went on, I think it was a 14-2 run. You guys were able to end the half on a 10-0 run. How important was that going into the break?
Well, you know, Jared, how much we talk about Big Mo, big momentum going into the locker room, and I think with 40 seconds to go, we went to that timeout, 45 seconds, whatever it was, and Peyton makes a great play on an inbounds pass and scores. And then we go down and Jack gets fouled on another great play by Jack and gets two foul shots. So we go 4-0 in that last, 50 seconds of the half. And that uplifted us going into the locker room and gave us that 14-point lead.
Now, Frankie Hughes was a freshman, highly touted as far as scoring over the first two games. He was held to 1 of 11 in this game. What was it you guys were doing defensively there? And then just overall, it was a really good effort there.
I think we locked in defensively. I think our guys did a great job of locking in. Terrence Phillips is a terrific point guard. And he scored 1 point, and he struggled as well. So I was delighted. I thought we doubled down on Kevin Perrier very well. They got some open court looks against us when they came from the arc and penetrated, and we've just got to do a much better job of protecting the rim, and we've got people that could do it. We just got to get it done.
Now, what was the message? We talked a little bit about it this morning, but it seemed to me whatever you guys talked to the guys about, they were really locked in today from the beginning in their efforts. The passing was better. There was more discipline offensively.
Well, let's...
What can we tell them?
Well, very, very candidly, Clemson had 2, 3, 4, 5 days to prepare for us, and we're in our cuts before we made our cuts. Missouri, they probably did not have much time to prepare for us, and we're a difficult team to prepare for because of the cuts and the movements that we have. And because we had those cuts uncovered, we made passes, and we make passes, we're a pretty good team.
And finally, Coach, you have an off day tomorrow. How will you guys handle that in between now and then the game on Sunday?
We're going to get better. We're not down here for a picnic. We're not down here for a party. We're down here to get better, to build our program, to move this program forward. And we're going to look at film. We'll have a walkthrough. We'll probably have a shoot around. And we'll probably look at film tonight and look at whoever we're going to match up in the third game tomorrow.
And, Coach, I noticed on the way over you got to take a selfie with a fan. How often does that happen?
It happens to be a friend of a Davidson alum, Epa Rixey, who graduated in the 70s, and always delighted to help out someone for the Davidson cause.
Thanks, Coach. I appreciate it. Good win.
Okay. Thanks, Jared.